This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm sick of people telling me what I can say or words I can use or not use. I don't know how you feel about it. What a stupid concept when you think about it. The idea that one word can be more hateful than another, you know, and look, I understand the concept, but I also know that you can rip holes in that concept. I heard a comedian discussing the word retarded. And he said, well, we substitute now the word special for retarded. But he went on to say, very cleverly and funny, all we did was ruin the word special. Because you used to say, oh, well, he's a bit retarded. But now you go, well, he's a little special. So what happened to special? Special used to mean special. Think about it. Special was, oh, man, that kid, now he's special. Now, if you say it, it's a slur. So what happens in the next 10 years, 20 years, when somebody goes, look, we shouldn't use the word special. Let's say, this is used retarded. You understand what I'm saying? And then you think about all the words that become trigger words. If you hear igger to anything, you got to be careful, right? Oh, my gosh. I made a joke one time. You know, I use every word I could think of except the N-word. Jigger, bigger, wigger, you know, digger, etc. I use all of them. But the one you can't use has N in front of it. Just go down the alphabet. Bigger, sigger, digger, yigger, figure. You know, going down the line. Then add stuff like TR, trigger, you know, whatever. But the one you can't say starts with an N. Why? Oh, that one letter makes all the difference, Kevin. It's like skank. I use the word skank. Do you know how many shows I've seen, comedy shows, where they're like, oh, man, shut up, you skank. They use the word. It's a joke. You can say it publicly. Nobody looks at you like, ooh, he just said skank. But I got fired over that word, over the tweet of that word. If I'd said skunk, who knows? Maybe I'd still have my job. One letter. You paying attention to me, people? So the wordplay that you can have, you know, the old joke, what starts with F and ends with UCK, and the kids say, fire truck. But it really is that silly. Language. A word that black people can call each other and do all the time, that we can say in song, openly and publicly, but it's not derogatory, no matter how it's used. But let a white person say the N-word, which, by the way, the N-word is the word. No different than retarded and special. But we get hung up in it, boy. Somebody sent me a video of Joe Biden reading from the record and using the word. Joe Biden used the N-word. Whatever. Come on, folks. If we're going to fight, let's fight in with real stuff, not junk. Joe Biden reading from the record, and they were like, he used the N-word, or somebody actually saying the word to make a point about the word. I mean, come on. But we do it. We all misspeak, misuse words, right? So there's an article about this, and the guy goes, he says, maybe we've latched on to phrases our parents handed down incorrectly. Or perhaps we picked them up from a movie. These are words, by the way, that you cannot say anymore. This is going to blow your mind. He says, from a movie or television or social media, with no clue they were being used inappropriately, or even worse, offensively. It's not, I'm telling you guys, words that you use, what I'm about to say to you is going to blow your mind. Stick with me at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. This is going to blow your mind. Not that I haven't already blown your mind. I mean, come on, this is my show. Anyway, it says, it's okay. Most of us unknowingly use problematic words and phrases from time to time without thinking about their origins or how they could hurt some group of people. What's not okay to keep doing it once you know it's wrong. And I'm about to explain to you guys how wrong you've been. There are plenty of words out there to choose from in the dictionary. That's what they write. But to help narrow it down, we rounded up some commonly misused words and phrases that have the potential to offend. We're not going to leave you verbally high and dry either. We've provided some better alternatives for each. Take a look and see how you may be misusing these, or how many you may be misusing is what they wrote. You ready? Here's the first one. It cracked me up. It came so out of the blue, I was like, this is a joke, right? This is Babylon B. The first one is spirit animal. Beyond mere animals, today people claim their spirit animal to be everything from avocado toast to the movie Deadpool. They mean to imply that they relate with something or deeply love something. But using the term spirit animal in such a way is not only overdone, it's also offensive. Bum, 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 bum. The problem is that spirit animals are an important part of the belief system of some cultures and refer to a spirit that, quote, helps guide or protect the person on a journey and whose characteristics that person shares or embodies. Now, just for the record, even if you're not calling it avocado toast or the movie Deadpool, because I call my spirit animal the Black Panther. See, it ain't the biggest cat in the jungle, but it's pound for pound the one you don't want to run into. So that's what I use. And I've said it many times. Now, I don't know what culture cares about spirit animals. What is some Eastern thing? I don't even know. But how can I be offending them? Oh, well, Kevin, it's because you don't know you're offending them. No. What's offensive is for them to put it out there. If you don't want somebody to know what you're doing, don't put it out there. They go on to say this, referring to your baby Yoda as your spirit animal is actually cultural appropriation, so it gets worse. So next time you go type this on social media, try one of these fun synonyms instead. Baby Yoda is my kindred spirit. Well, wouldn't that offend the Wiccans or the people who believe in ghosts? Or I don't even know if the Wiccans do, or believe in spirits. Pistachio ice cream is my raison d'etre. I flipped over that movie. It's my new BFF. That piano playing cat is my démon. This is what they actually tell you to do. We come back. I want to give you a couple more. We do one more segment. Because I'm telling you, this is how leftists have too much freaking time on their hands. That's the problem. Listen to KevinJacksonNetwork.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about words you're not supposed to use anymore, folks. The left wanting to tell you what you can't say, who's offended, everybody getting offended. But you know what's funny? The people who should be offended, in other words, I just talked about the spirit animal and the group of people who supposedly use this as part of their cultural thing. They don't care what you say about your spirit animal. They understand you're not taking a shot at their culture. But see, it's some leftist, some cocktail sipping, pinky, you know, holding out drink person that's going, well, that could be offensive to the people that, whatever, I don't care. Don't you just want to slap them? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's the next one. This is the thing that they've deemed offensive. Now, they said there's many words they could have chosen because the dictionary's full of bad words. But they picked out these. I think there's seven, so let me move on because I won't get to all of them. Sherpa. It says, if you don't hail from Tibetan stock and live in the Nepalese Himalayas serving as a porter on mountain climbing expeditions... Yes, we know that was very specific. They said, you're not a Sherpa. Nope, not even if you lead your friends to the best burrito spot at 2 a.m. or help your roommate pass the chemistry test. Sherpa is an ethnic group attributing to the title to others is disrespectful. better alternatives. Because this writer says, I'm going to give you ways to not be offensive. She's a strong commander our study group needs. I will be your guide to the best dive restaurants. I need a coach to help me improve my dating game. She was the mastermind of all our weekend activities. So get this, even if you're using Sherpa metaphorically, right, it's offensive. It's been used. Look, I can tell you this. I've lived a long time. I've never seen anything written where the Sherpas go. You know, I really get tired of them referring to other things as Sherpas and, you know, referring us as Sherpas. It's just totally, they have no respect for our ethnicity. But wait till the next one. You ready? Guru. Guru is used in a similar way as Sherpa to refer to someone who's good at something or an expert in subject matter. Now, I want you to stop right there. You're not talking to guru and saying, oh, look at that guru over there. Like, look at that nutcase. Look at that, you know, buckethead. Look at that, you know, whatever. No, you're actually saying, oh, no, man, that dude is a guru. But they say you shouldn't be doing that. How dare you use it that way? By the way, same with Sherpa. How dare you say, oh, I'm going to take this ethnicity and show people that they are the best guides. They are the people that are the best coaches. The masterminds, the commander, all the words they told you to use. Sherpa is a, I want you to give, let me give you the synonym. Commander, guide, coach, mastermind. But the Sherpas should be offended that their word is being used like that. Well, they go on. Guru. The word guru, however, comes from a Buddhist and Hindu religions and refers to a spiritual guide or leader who is held in high esteem. Throwing the term around casually, as in referring to yourself as a marketing, love, or business guru, is disrespectful because it diminishes the importance of the title and its origins. Let me ask you, do you believe for one second that leftists are looking at words that we've created and they say, boy, that's offensive, you know, the way that they use this. Like, let's use coach. The coach is a guru of, is the leader of all of these kids, whatever. And they go, yeah, I coached my way through this. Or, yeah, he'd make a great coach. You think they're going to go and look at those words and go, oh, boy, you know, any misuse of those words would be offensive. See, this is where I get to, they have too much time. How dare you think you can tell me what to say? But here's what they give you. Here are the alternatives. Ready? They are a doyen in the marketing world. Who in the heck knows what a doyen is? Get this. I've learned so much from my uncle who is a virtuoso in the kitchen. Well, I think the Italians who own the word virtuoso might disagree with you. I am an authority when it comes to raising puppies, right? The mechanic is truly skilled. He is a maestro. I thought maestros were people who only did the symphony. Here's another one. You're going to love this one, folks. Ninja. Yep. Cultural appropriation is this issue again with the word ninja. The term's origins refer to a member of a feudal Japanese society of mercenary agents, highly trained in martial arts and stealth, ninjutsu, who were hired for covert purposes ranging from espionage to sabotage and assassination. Ninjas were bad guys. In a sense, right? Yet few who throw the word around today pay any regard to its original culture and context of the word. Much like guru, people use the term to claim expertise in an area such as legal ninja or writing ninja. And the concern is that the word's origins aren't being respected. In such cases, for example, they are a legal expert. You are a whiz with plants. That is an ace charcuterie board maker. What a warrior you were on the field. Wow. Now, here's one that really gets thrown around. I use it all the time now because I refer to leftists as this word routinely because it's what they are. Nazi. We blame Seinfeld's infamous soup Nazi for the proliferation of this term's use. Technically, it describes people who were a member of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, which, for the record, understand the word that's in there, socialist. That's what Nazis are. They're socialists. We've now hardened it to where if you call somebody a Nazi, oh, look at you. But no, they're nothing but socialists. They go on, they say, we use the term casually as in grammar Nazi or fun Nazi, making light of the horrible atrocities they committed. But they say there's some better alternatives. My father-in-law is a cookie boss. I go all authoritarian when it comes to the right way to put up Christmas decorations. I am an absolutist when it comes to serial commas. He's the top dog and hates when anyone disagrees with him. I want to cover this other one because this one's fun. Binging. Whether it's at the new Netflix series or several handfuls of M&Ms from your coworker's candy bowl, you may be tempted to say the word binge, but try to refrain, both from using the word and eating too much sugar. Really funny. We throw around terms like binge watch, cleaning binge, all the time, when in fact the word binge originates from serious eating disorders, including binge eating disorder and bulimia, and should be reserved for discussions about them. Choosing to watch every episode of The Crown in a weekend is a choice, whereas binging disorders are not a choice, and the severity shouldn't be diminished. I indulged a little bit too much at a party. I satiated my rom-com appetite this weekend. That was one delicious pasta-eating spree through Italy. I wallowed in chocolate instead of eating dinner. YOLO! Let me give you one more, scalp. I'm not going to go into it because I'm out of time for this segment. But I just want you to understand how crazy leftism is. How much time they spend on nonsense. They could be doing something productive. But this is where they choose to spend their time, people. I'd like to scalp them.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Inflation is the decline of purchasing power of a given currency over time. America's inflation rose to 7.5% in January. That's the highest level since February of 1982. Edgewell CEO Rod Little on CNBC says there's a silver lining to be had.
Yeah, the good news is the new inflation peak we're seeing is primarily around materials. And so we've talked about resins in the past being significantly up. This last round, chemicals, specifically chemicals that go into the sun care formulations, are the big drivers.
President Biden said Thursday that American citizens in Ukraine should leave now due to increasing concerns that Russian troops may soon invade the country. It should be noted, although a massive troop buildup by Russia is taking place, President Putin could be posturing for NATO concessions, or an invasion could take place. USA Radio News. Here are some of the details on a House Oversight Committee's concern on some of President Trump's memorabilia when he was president.
The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found in his Florida home of Mar-a-Lago. Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney said she was deeply concerned that records were not provided to the National Archives as directed by law. The archives are now asking the Justice Department to investigate the handling of those records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other memorabilia that he had hoped to display someday in his presidential library. He said he transferred those records to the archives willingly. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Happy Friday, my friend, as we enter Super Bowl weekend. We are USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats should never surprise you. There's no limit to their debauchery. There's no limit to their vile nature. There's no limit to the evil that these people possess. And I'm not saying anything to be mean-spirited. I'm just telling you the truth. And if you are around them, if you're in business with them, if you're married to them, you better be suspect. Now, I know you're saying, Kevin, come on, man, that's a pretty big condemnation. It is. It is indeed. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. com. I've got plenty of evidence, and I share it with you 5 days a week, 2 hours a day on this very program, longer if you catch me on other, you know, places where I'm doing other stuff, you know, like at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, where I do videos and other commentary on radio shows and TV and elsewhere. And you can find out all that we do there. You can give me a call at 844-551-8255 as well. I will prove to you. Look, here's what I tell you about this program. If you're new to the program, if you're old to the program, we will talk about stuff that's today, maybe yesterday, the day before, and I will make predictions of what will come for the week ahead. But here's what I can always tell you. Don't worry about the story we're talking about today. It could be Canadian truckers today. It could be migrant farm animals tomorrow. It won't matter. It will describe leftism, and you never have to worry. If you go listen to the podcast from a year ago, 2 years ago, you will find out whatever I said then applies. And the only thing you got to do is change the story of what we were talking about then and now. It's that simple. Leftism doesn't change, but it's an evil thing. And here's what I will also tell you. Conservatism doesn't change. Whatever I said about us, and by the way, I don't exempt us from anything that happens on the left. We are all human beings. We are all failing in terms of what God wants for us. And we are all unworthy of the grace that God gives us every single day. I raise my hand up right now. I'm telling you right now, I'm not worthy. But I will tell you this. And I'm not making a comparison. At least we try. The left doesn't try. They have no moral or ethical core, and that is why they are not to be trusted under any circumstances. I don't care what they tell you. I don't care how smooth they say it, how sweet they look or sound or taste, whatever it is. If you've got a leftist in your life, here's what I will bet you. I bet you know it. And if you have leanings, if you have tendencies, you will be trying to satisfy them. It could be the enabling of a crackhead. It could be the enabling of a spender. Somebody who just spends money willy-nilly. See, when we have problems as conservatives, we understand there's a pathology that leads us to something, to drug abuse, or to overspending, or to hoarding, or to whatever. And we try to solve it. And we understand that the problem is big, but it's not bigger than life itself. There's no problem you're going to face. I was saying this to a friend of mine the other day. Guy, call him up. Hadn't talked to him in a few months. Going through a divorce. And he's a really likable guy. And I said to him, "What's up, man?" He's like, and he's all depressed, man. I'm very depressed. I've been suicidal. And I have to stop everything. And the first thing I said to him is this. I said, "Hey, buddy, here's what I want you to understand about the problem you're facing right now. People weaker than you have gotten through it. The exact same problem. There is nothing you're going to face that somebody weaker than you hasn't gotten through. So let's get together." And I started calling mutual friends. We had people going over. His church went to talk. A guy from his church went to talk to him. I don't know anybody from his church. I met him through baseball. And we started helping the guy. And he's better. He's not there yet, but he's better. And we're going to make sure he gets better. But thankfully, he's got some kind of a core that I knew we could work with him. If he had been a leftist, I can tell you right now, there would be nothing I could do for him. What could I say to him? "Listen, man, put your faith in God. You know what? Kevin, you know, I don't know how I could help him." Anyway, the story I want to talk to you about is Andrew Cuomo. Here's what the people on The View had to say about Cuomo.
So only 5 months after New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned over multiple sexual harassment allegations, there are reports that he's strongly considering a return to politics, maybe even running for attorney general against the woman who took him down, Letitia James. Cuomo has always denied any allegations against him, and he was never found guilty of a crime, to be fair. But can he come back from this scandal? Because he kind of lost a lot of his mojo in the public eye, even if he wasn't actually convicted.
I don't know that he lost a lot of support from New Yorkers. I think if you ask the majority of New Yorkers, they feel that he did a good job as governor, especially handling the pandemic when the Trump administration was not handling it well on a federal level.
Yeah.
So I want to stop the clip there just to let's level set. Now, we know what's happened at the real outcome of the Cuomo situation. This is 5 months after we now know that Cuomo killed 12,000-15,000 old people, that he's had his book deal undone, he's had his Emmy removed, he's now being looked at for what he was, a guy who was doing everything he could to thwart Trump as Trump was responding, and yet these hags at The View are like, "Oh yeah, he was amazing." Let's just use that as our backdrop so you can understand where we're headed to next. And by the way, this is Sunny Hoskins, the light-skinned black chick. She's the one giving us this glowing review of Cuomo, a guy who 5 months ago, he's been gone now for 5 months, has been accused of sexual impropriety. And by the way, it didn't go unnoticed on me that Joy Behar says he was never found guilty. He was never found guilty. All these women that worked directly with him that are supposed to be believed, and suddenly he was never found guilty. Was Kavanaugh? Was Justice Thomas? Were any of the men that they talk about on the other side of this ever found guilty? The short answer is no. Doesn't matter. Anyway, here's some of the other part of the clip.
And, you know, I think there's the other thing that he said during his interview, I think, with Bloomberg. He said that Tisha James was a sort of a political prosecution. And I think there is something there, you know, where there's some smoke, there's fire. I mean, she was interested in running for governor. She didn't raise enough money. She didn't reach the $5 million threshold to get the support of the DNC and the Brooklyn DNC or the Democratic Party. And I just think that it does appear to be a little politically motivated. She was running for governor, but that was very short-lived. And there's something nothing to be said about that. I mean, if Trump can have dozens of accusers and become the president of the United States, I mean, I think all bets are off at this point.
There you have it. I want you to just understand what's going on here, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So it was a political prosecution, which means that there was really anything there. It's just that the woman who wanted to occupy Cuomo's slot, she was the one who said, I'm going to use my power to get into his office, so I'm going to abuse my power. This is a woman accusing a black woman of abusing her power, which, but for the record, probably true. These are Democrats accusing other Democrats of doing bad things, and she doesn't even realize. Sonny Hoskins doesn't even realize what she's saying here. Now, wait a minute. I'm thinking we got a lot of contradictions. Isn't she supposed to be believed? Aren't all these women supposed to be believed? And oh, by the way, isn't this prosecutor who's supposed to be protecting the women, this AG, isn't she supposed to be believed? See, what's funny about leftism is they don't think about how it is a total contradiction. Now, here's what should happen in the real world. If they're accused, if Cuomo's accused, we face his accusers, they determine yes or no, we take all the politics out, if Cuomo just said some uncomfortable things to women, it's happened. It's happened before, it'll happen again. I'll be honest with you. I doubt that Cuomo did anything that rose to the level of him being kicked out. I doubt it. I bet these women were throwing themselves at him. You know, he made an overture. It maybe was uncomfortable, but nothing that would rise to get him out. But that's the new rules. That's the rules that Democrats say to play by. So it is what it is. But you can't also change the rules to say she's supposed to be believed and all that. And then when it's Cuomo, you know, in the case of Hoskins, she's saying, no, I don't believe the Me Too movement. I'm different. I don't have to go with it. It's a total contradiction. And it's something that we've got to make them live up to. She goes on to, what's funny, like Trump, she says Trump went on to be president. Under what circumstances? Did any of these women, was Trump ever found guilty? Did anybody ever say anything that rose to more than just, you know, innuendo and political prosecution? Of course not.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was going to continue talking about these hags at The View, but I've changed my mind. I want to talk about this. Look, I'm going to tell you guys up front. The only thing I can tell you with certainty is the crash that I'm about to describe did happen. But I don't know anything beyond that. So everything else is speculation. And I'm reading from, I looked at various articles on this because it was such an intriguing thing. Let me just cut to the chase. An F-35 airplane crashed. And it was landing on an aircraft carrier. Now, the guy who wrote this says this.
My sources for the information in this article are members of the military and news sources available on the internet. I believe the story at Real Raw News is almost certainly false, but the crash is real. Now, I read that, and I did exactly what this guy did. I'm not going to say whether Real Raw News is real or not. That I don't know. But here's what he says what happened. Real Raw News reported the F-35 crash story, claiming that an experienced pilot flying a $100 million F-35 fighter jet had been boosted 72 hours earlier and experienced a myocarditis incident during landing, which caused him to crash land the plane on the deck of the USS Carl Vinson. The plane quickly slid off the deck and into the sea. The article claimed that he measured effing vaccine right before the crash. Sounds plausible, but did this really happen? Now, he goes on to say what I was able to verify. The jet did crash, and it slid off the deck. I looked at leaked footage, and it's literally floating in the ocean. There's a video of it landing and hitting and skidding off into it. So that part of it is verifiable. The guy goes on, he says this. The problem is that Mike Baxter, who claims to be a former mainstream journalist, writes every story on the site. I was hard-pressed to find a single true story on their website. I haven't been. So I'm not telling you to go. But it didn't matter to me. What intrigued me was the story itself. So here are some of the other things. This guy says, what I learned from my friends in the military. He reached out to his friends to see what really happened, and what he found out was even more shocking. The military is being ordered from the top down to take this Wu flu vaccine and not ask questions. When there are incidents involving the vaccine, a cover story is fabricated so as not to implicate the vaccine, since doing so would create vaccine hesitancy. The vaccines are so controlled in the military that not even the pharmacists or doctors on the military base are permitted to handle them or ask questions. This is unprecedented. When doctors try to ask questions about safety, they are told to just follow orders. This, again, he writes, is unprecedented. So when an F-35 pilot supposedly gets a Wu flu booster, he says COVID, just 72 hours before he has an acute case of myocarditis causing him to crash land and destroy a $100 million helicopter, nobody wants to talk about it. It will be under investigation with everyone under a gag order for around 30 days. When that ends, we may find out more, or maybe not. Until then, it's all speculation. Well, let's speculate. Now, he goes on to talk about the dangers of the vaccine and things like that. But I want to go into speculation mode from what I know. Because I sold parts. I can't say I worked on that aircraft, but because it sounds weird. But I sold parts on it. I knew what was going on, and I was involved with the F-22 and the F-35. And they were black projects, meaning, you know, you couldn't get any information about them. And I can get a 4-star Air Force general on my show, or a pilot who flew the SR-71 and also flew the F-111. I can have those guys on this program. They are personal friends. And here's what they would tell you. To fly an F-35, you have to be a top gun. You got to be one of the best. If you're flying some C-5, I don't want to downplay anybody's role, you know, whatever plane you fly. But if you're going to get handed a $100 million aircraft, put the responsibility of testing that plane, doing aircraft landings, etc., you better be top-notch. I'll tell you a quick story. One of the guys that I used to work for, his name is Ken. And Ken had a shake in his hand. You know, if you were handing him coffee, you know, his hand just shook. You've met people like this. It looked like he had Parkinson's. And so one day, I asked him, because I knew he was a Navy pilot, and he flew A-4s, which are the planes that
or due to lock, you know, you fly over Vietnam and they lock that. Now they went to A6s and then whatever. And I said, what'd you fly? So I flew A4s. I went, oh, wow, you know, those are the planes that had to fly in, let the radar system lock onto them, and then the jets trailing would come and bomb the radar system. So these guys would get missiles shot at them, and they were probably at the time the best ones for evading missiles because they had all kinds of, you know, things that provided subterfuge so they wouldn't get hit. But they got hit a lot. And so it was a very dangerous job. Well, anyway, I was talking to Ken and I said, I thought, man, well, no wonder you have that shake. And I said, you know, did you get shot at? He goes, no, I never went to combat. And I went, what? He goes, no. He goes, I was an A4 pilot, but he goes, I never got to combat. And I go, why? Because he's in the Navy. He goes, I couldn't land on an aircraft carrier. I went, what? He goes, yeah. And he starts explaining to me how it works. He goes, you're coming in for a landing, and they say, call the ball. So you call the ball, and that means you're ready to land, and you have to know where the ship is and how much it's listing with the ocean. And he goes, I couldn't. He goes, I just ended up doing touch and goes because he goes, I couldn't land. I'd have to gun it. And he didn't do touches because if you can touch the aircraft carrier, you can land the plane because the rope will grab you. You know, the hook lowers and it grabs you, grabs the plane. And he couldn't do it. He goes, I kind of flunked out, if you will. And I was like, wow. So I learned a lot from him. And you know, he regretted it. He wished he could have. You know, he goes, man, I spent all that time as a pilot and I didn't get to go. So he flew something else. But I learned a lot about it. But here's what I also learned. As far as piloting skills go, the guy was good. He owned his own plane. He flew around. We used to go to sales meetings in his own plane, a little like Cessna. But he's a good pilot. He just couldn't land on a carrier deck. But guess what? That's a big deal. So if the guys that get the planes, think about it this way. It's like somebody says, okay, we're going to give out cars, and it depends on how good of a driver you are. Well, who do you think Penske? You think Penske's going to get the Ferrari, or do you think you are? Penske's going to get it because he's proven himself. So these are the best pilots in the world. My buddy that flew the SR-71 and also flew the F-111, he flew the F-111, the stealth fighter. That, do you know what it takes to get that? One time we were sitting around talking, and I said to him, so who's the best pilot you ever knew? And he goes, me. And he goes, any pilot that doesn't answer that can't do what I do. He goes, there's not a pilot that you're going to ask that question to, Kevin, that I flew with that isn't going to answer me. It may sound cocky, but that's what we think. So that's what it takes. So here's my point. You're going to get the best plane out there, and that's what this guy got. Now you're about to crash, you're about to land on a carrier. Let's go back to this $100 million plane with this top-notch pilot who's probably landed this plane on a carrier more times than you can shake a stick at, and certainly in some simulator. So he's landing this thing, and instead of punching out or gunning it, the plane crash lands and slides off the freaking aircraft carrier deck into the ocean. Why didn't he punch out? Why didn't he gun it? Something happened, right? The pilot didn't just go, okay, well, I'm going to put all these guys in harm's way. I'm going to ruin the carrier deck. I'm going to crash a $100 million plane because his career is over. I'm going to do all that, and I'm going to be well aware. Something happened. So he probably had a heart attack. So here, I'm going back to this article, Real Raw News. I don't know what the guy knows, but here's what I can tell you from my common sense. The pilot passed out from something. The military's only taking vaccinated people. So the likelihood is he had a heart attack, and he wrecked a $100 million aircraft. And now the military, in cahoots with the rest of this crooked government, is going to do everything it can to keep you from knowing the truth.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.